council members began by looking at a housing report by the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund. The fund's Mary Little page says the study shows which areas the city should target first.
Especially looking at weak markets that may be adjacent to some that are a little stronger and trying to build off of that strength and shore up those weaker markets.
Councilman Bill Gulliford says areas with weak housing markets are epitomized by this paradox. Many homeless people and plenty of empty houses, but no way to connect the two. After the foreclosure crisis in 2008, areas like Durkeyville were left deteriorating. Gulliford says an independent land bank could help reduce blight by buying bank-owned foreclosures and redeveloping them for new residents. But it requires the blessing of state lawmakers.
In other states where they have established statutorily the assistance to land banks, it's been both funding and structure. For instance, they've streamlined, I think, the state of Michigan, for instance, streamlined the foreclosure process so it happened quicker.
But Gulliford says there's plenty that could be done at the local level as well. Some properties are in a sort of limbo because banks began but never finished the foreclosure process, and that adds to blight. So he says Jacksonville officials could push banks to speed up foreclosures. He also wants more education for people to understand the rights and responsibilities of renting or owning a home. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.